Hello, hi. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Alex, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer. Her name is Martha Cruz, and the phone number that is 424-233-6797.
Okay,
May I
thank you so
connect
much.
you with her?
Yes,
Yes,
please.
I'm just connecting you with her. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello, is this Martha?
Yes.
Hi, Martha. My name is Brandon. I will be your intake specialist today for the hair relaxer lawsuit. Now, mind you, this is a recorded line. I'm assuming because of the past conversation you had, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to submit a claim, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, very good. Let's get this started here then. Have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this at all?
No.
Not at all. Okay. And have you ever signed any documents for
No.
any other law firms? No. Okay.
No.
Got it. Thank you for that. And was it you that was using these hair straightening chemicals or relaxers in the last 20 years?
Yeah, the hair relax. Yes, me.
Okay, got it. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, was that endometrial, uterine, or ovarian?
Ovarian.
Ovarian, okay. Sorry to hear that. Well, I do want to make sure I
Yes.
have your information correct. Your first name is Martha, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is that spelled Martha?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Cruz, Cruz.
Cruz.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
424-233-6797.
6797. Okay, got it. I just wanted to make sure I had your contact information correct. Now, this was you who's going to be filing the claim, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, when did you first get your diagnosis?
I got it on April. Let me remember. It was April 16, like April, like 16, 15, around there, 2024.
2024. Oh, I see. So it was this year. Okay, just a
Yes.
bit earlier this year. Okay, April
Yes.
16th, 2024. I'll put that down for the time being. Okay, and do you remember what your doctor's name who diagnosed you was?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
It's Dr. Anthony Pickett.
Anthony Pickett. And is Pickett spelled Pickett?
Yes.
Oh, I actually got that correct. Okay, I'm surprised. Okay, so I have Dr. Anthony Pickett.
Yes.
Okay, and
Yes.
what was the hospital name that you went to?
Was California Hospital
It's called
Medical Center.
California Medical Center.
California Hospital Medical Center.
Hospital Medical Center. Okay, got it. And is this the one in Los Angeles?
Oh, I'm sorry, the one on Grand.
On Grand Avenue, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I have that one down then. Okay. And Dr. Anthony Pickett, and you wouldn't by any chance have your doctor's phone number, correct? It's okay if you don't.
No, I don't have it.
It's okay. I have the hospital's phone number, so we'll go ahead and put that down. Okay. So moving on from those, this is a random question, but did you ever live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay, good. And you yourself used hair relaxer. Now, did you use it more than 4 times in a single year before you got diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Yes, I used it. I used it a lot. I want to say like 6 times a year.
Six
Maybe
times.
like six. Yeah, like six. Yeah, 6 times in a year.
About 6 times a year. Okay, I see. Was that on a monthly basis?
I was doing it like Every other month.
I see. I see. Okay, that makes sense. So you would wait a month and then you'd
Yeah.
use it again. Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll try to do it again.
Right. Okay, got it. And just to make sure as well, you are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And what's your date of birth?
4/13/82.
4/13.
I'm sorry, I'm yawning.
It's okay. It's okay. I know you've
82.
probably been on the phone for a while here. I'll try to keep this quick.
It's fine. I brought my son to the DMV and I'm like tired.
Are you at the DMV right now?
Yes, I'm waiting on my son. He's taking a test.
Oh, is he doing a driver's test, permit test?
No, a written test.
A written. Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure that he's gonna pass it.
Yeah. I hope so.
Right, you don't want to have to go there another time over, but I think he gets another retry as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Yeah, I think they give them like three.
yeah, they give you three tries before you have to pay for another written test, but yeah,
Yeah.
he should be able to get
Yeah,
it.
another one.
Okay, so
Okay.
in regards to your past, this is a required question. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
No.
No. Okay. And do you know any other friends, family, or loved ones that used hair relaxers that also suffered in some type of injury because of them?
No.
Okay, that's completely fine. I'll go ahead and leave that empty here. Okay. Now, how old were you when you first started using hair relaxer?
I want to say third, like in my 30s.
In your 30s. Okay, I'll just go ahead and put down 30. And
Yeah, my 30.
have you lived in California your whole life?
Yes.
You have. Okay, so it was in California that you first started using it. Do you think you could give me, or whenever you were 30 years old, what year was that?
Was, well, let me see, 2011,
2012,
like
right?
11, 2011.
2011. Okay.
Yeah, 2012. I was like somewhere
Yes,
2012. Yeah.
somewhere around there. Yeah. Okay, so I'll put down 2012. That was
Yeah.
approximately the first time you used hair relaxer. And when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it like in the beginning of this year. I used it for like 11 years. I would say I stopped like in February
In February of 2024.
this year. Yeah.
I
Yeah,
see.
20.
I see. So just a
Yeah.
bit before you were actually diagnosed. Is it because you were starting to feel some
Yeah.
types of side effects?
Yes, I started feeling like fatigue, like
Yeah.
tired and stuff.
You just didn't have as much energy as you did before. I see. I'm sorry to hear again.
Yeah, like I did before.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. And so you did use the hair relaxer for about 12 years straight. And it was every other month, you
Yeah,
said.
about it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, would you go to a hair salon or would you put the treatment in yourself or would you do both?
I would do it myself. I was kind of cheap into doing
Yeah,
myself.
okay. So you would do it yourself most of the time. And you're not using any
Yeah.
hair relaxer anymore, correct?
No,
Okay, that's
I'm
good to
not.
hear. Got it. Now I know you most likely don't, but do you have any receipts for hair relaxers or any empty bottles still?
No.
It's okay
Let
if you
me
don't.
think. So I moved. Yeah, I
Okay.
one lane somewhere.
Got it. And do you remember what brands you would buy when you did get hair relaxers?
Yeah, it was the L'Oreal, like the
Oh,
dark and
L'Oreal.
lovely one.
Yep, I know which one. Okay. Got it. So the dark and lovely.
Yeah.
Got it. And did your cancer diagnosis, sorry, this is going to be a bit of a loaded question, but did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. So if you started regularly back in 2012, your diagnosis was in 2024. So it was about 12 years before you diagnosed that you used it regularly, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Good. I'm just making sure I have that correct information down. Okay. And when did you first become aware that there could be a link between the hair relaxer and your diagnosis?
I started like after the treatment and everything. Yeah. After I was cancer free.
Oh, I see. And that's when you found out that it could have been linked?
Yeah, it could have been that.
I see. Okay. And what types of treatments did you receive?
I received chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy.
Six cycles.
Six cycles. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Six cycles of chemo. Yes. Okay. And did they do anything else? Any surgeries or anything else regarding that?
Yes. I had partial hysterectomy.
A partial hysterectomy. Hysterectomy. I see.
The right ovarian cyst was the right ovarian removed.
Oh, your right ovary was removed. Okay, I see. And that was just earlier this year as well. How are you doing now?
I'm cancer free. I'm just you know, I still have to I have to be like still, you know, still be going.
Yeah.
For remission.
I see. Yeah. I see. Well, I'm happy that you're cancer free. God, thank God that you are. I know it's a lot to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you were diagnosed April 16th, do you remember when you first had your first treatment?
I want to say I had it. The first one was like, I would say like, the beginning of the, we did it? OMG. I want to say that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so study. Okay, so I want to say it was the end of April or the beginning of May.
Okay, end of April or beginning of May. Got it.
Yeah, because they were like really, they were really on it.
Okay, I'm glad they were. They hopped on it as soon as they found out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say
that was a good thing.
Towards the end of April, maybe. I'll go ahead and put April 28th, so it's kind of close to the beginning of May as well.
Okay.
And you do have medical documents regarding this, correct?
Yeah.
You don't have to have them in your position. Yeah, as long as we know they exist with the hospital, you know.
No.
And was your treating doctor the same doctor that diagnosed you?
Well, he was my doctor Anthony Pickett was the one that kind of took care of me though.
I see. So he also helped you through the treatment process as well.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, got it. Give me 1 second here. I'm just going to copy his information over. And by the way, if you need to do anything on the side, I know you're with your son, so just let me know and you can, you know, do your thing.
Okay. Can you give me 1 second?
Yes, of course.
Hello? Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, yes, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, no problem at
Okay.
all. Okay, so for the next question I have for you, can you confirm your gender for me?
A female?
Thank you. And are you currently single, married?
Single.
Single at the moment. Okay. And your first name,
Yes.
Martha, is spelled Martha. Do you have a middle name?
No.
No. Okay. And it's just Martha Cruz.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Okay. And what is
As
your
far as like
social?
junior and all
Correct. Yeah.
that. Yeah, okay. No, I don't. My social is 5'6".
Five,
Yeah,
six.
5'6", 7". 7'2".
Okay.
2'7". 5'8".
Okay, so I have 5, 6, 7, 7, 2, 2, 7, 5, 8.
Yes.
Okay, and now for your primary contact information, what is the best email that we can reach you at?
It's Cruz,
Cruz?
CRUZ. Yes, CRUZ 1031 75 at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Okay, got it. And Cruz, I just want to make sure that's a Z as in Zuri, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So I have Cruz103175 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and is your phone number 424-233-6797?
Yes.
6797. Okay, got it. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes, this is my mobile phone.
Okay. Would you prefer to be contacted through phone calls, text, or emails?
You could do both. I'm
Okay.
currently not working.
Got it. And what's the best time of day to reach you? Is the morning okay?
Morning is fine.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put down morning. And what is your current full address?
It's 11924
Okay.
South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90061.
Got it. And is that an apartment or a house?
It's an apartment.
It's an apartment. Got it. And
Apartment
what?
J.
Apartment J?
Yeah, J. J.
All right. Got it. Okay, apartment J. I'm guessing your apartments go in letters, right?
Yes.
I see, I see. Okay. And you do have a copy of your medical records, but are they with the hospital or do you have them at home?
They're with the hospital, but I don't have them on home. You know, I just
Yeah.
recently moved, but yeah,
That's
but the
okay.
hospital, I could get them.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And we could also, if you have, if you give us the permission to, we can also pull them from the hospital.
Yes.
So,
Yes,
but
you
moving
guys
on
have the
from that,
permission.
for an emergency contact, so in case we're unable to reach you for whatever reason, is there anyone that you trust that we can call regarding your case? And it's not necessary, so if you don't have anybody, that's okay.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say my kids don't answer the
Oh, I see. So, do you want me to
phone.
put down nobody? You'll be able to answer.
Yeah, because if not, if you guys leave a message, I'll return the call back.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, those were all the questions I had for you. I appreciate your patience, by the way. I know you're busy as well. But I'm going to go ahead and send you some documents over now, okay? So I'm going to send it to both your email
Okay.
and your text. So keep a lookout for those. They should be sent over in just a second here. When I send these over, go ahead and give them a open. It should be through your text or email. And when you sign these documents, it'll instruct you where to sign. We're able to pull the medical records from the hospital as well as get the attorney to give you a call in the next 24 to 48 hours here. And so when he does that, he'll just verify all the information we went over, and your claim should be submitted afterwards.
Okay.
Yes. So let me know if you get those
Perfect.
documents.
Okay, I think I just got
Okay.
them. Yes, I just got them.
Very good. So when you open them up, I think it should just show you the documents. You can press continue to review the documents. And anywhere you see a yellow box is where you would need to put a signature or initials.
Okay, I see.
And if you have any questions at all, just let me know.
Okay, so you say, it says please review us act on these documents. It says please sign, but I'm trying to sign and it's not letting me sign.
I think you should be able to click the sign where it says sign in the yellow box. Click on that, and it should get you to the next page over, and you should be able to
Oh,
sign after
okay,
that.
I see it. Yeah, I see it now. Thank you.
Now serving G1, four, window number 15.
Okay, yes.
All right. And while you do that as well, I know that we're getting very close to Thanksgiving, so it's the holiday weekend. So the attorney should give you a call tomorrow. I would expect it tomorrow. If he does not call you by then most likely it'll be after the holiday weekend is over. So the following Monday, that's when you should get the call. But if you don't get any calls, I can always, you can give me a call or text me, and I'll transfer you directly over to them.
Okay. Got it.
Now serving G1, six, unknown number. Now serving G1, three, window 17. Now serving H02, window number 6.
Is everything going through okay there?
Yes, I'm just reviewing it right now. I'm about to
Of
just
course.
sort of finish right now.
Okay. Yes, so I just got those over on my end. So yeah, that's pretty much the longest step of the process was this whole intake. So that being said, the attorney will give you that call in the next, I'd say, 48 hours, probably less than that because Thanksgiving's on Thursday. But yes, expect that call. And as soon as you verify information with him, your claim is submitted and you're all set from there. So they should communicate you throughout the stages of the claim process. But that's pretty much all you have to do on your end. So
Okay.
that being said, thank you for your patience. And I'll go ahead and send you a text over now from my personal desk line. So if you have any questions throughout the way, feel free to give me a call or just text me in general.
Okay, thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, I appreciate your time and I wish you the best. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have a
you.
good day, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye
You
bye.
too, bye-bye.